Hello, this is Paul Martin, freelance cameraman, back with another episode of From Behind the Lens. Now, it's with great alarm that I tell you this, but I've noticed over the past few years that policemen have a great aversion to news cameras. Well, no surprise there. I have no idea why, really, especially those in uniform who appear in public on the streets of the United Kingdom, ready to be approached by any member of the public and identified as such. I mean, it's not as if they blend in with their surroundings now, is it? Most of them these days are dressed in black, looking like a South American paramilitary, and then they go and put on a day-glow jacket you can see from the moon with the words police written large on the back. Yet get this. On more and more occasions, I am approached by police officers and told, not asked, but told, not to film them because they sometimes work undercover. If I was to believe this statement, then as of this date, half of my local constabulary are now part-time undercover police officers, who, when not working undercover, choose to parade themselves in public looking like a paramilitary day-glow lollipop. Now I know that being a police officer is becoming an ever more stressful and dangerous job, principally because there are less and less of them covering an ever more bigger patch. But I have noticed a creeping avoidance of the press in general and a reluctance to deal with the press unless they are there to help them get a message to the public. There is a big difference between taking off your uniform for half a day to put on a pair of jeans in order to observe the local scallywags and actually having a cover story to infiltrate criminal or terrorist groups and living, working and embedding yourself at great personal risk in order to get a conviction. Now that's what I call being undercover. But it is a sad state of affairs if everyday uniformed policemen do not wish to be identified as such and would rather tell me, a broadcast cameraman or a journalist, that they work undercover. Perhaps they should all now be wearing balaclavas in uniform and become real secret policemen, so nobody can approach them without feeling intimidated when asking the way to the nearest post office. And that's if you can find a policeman in the first place.